It's a quick reminder of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had described all the. We got to the Lulav of the Adas and Rabos, so now we're doing the Esrog from Psalm of the Esrog. So the first one we had was Gazal and Yavish, Asher Yenidachas, etc. So we're now going to start with what exactly is an Esrog. Now we know what an Esrog is from all of our years using it, obviously, but the Gemara has to learn it out from Sukkim. So this is the Gemara, top of Lamahe Amun Aleph, Tan Rabbanan, pre Eitzadr. That's the pasuk, the source of the Esrog. How do we see Esrog from there? Eitz shetam eitzo upir yoshava. He calls it a pre-eitz. A pre and the eitz seem to be tasting similarly. Therefore, it must be the fruit that has the eitz and the fruit tasting one and the same. Havi omer is the Esrog, and this is what's that? Right, but it's not a pre. It's not a pre. It's got to be a fruit.
The hadas had a pre.
Yeah, the berries.
No, but the berries. What's berries?
Berry.
Those berries are normally part of the growth of the hadassim. Was the hadassim that time ate superior shavu? What do you? Yeah, I see the gemara there. What's it's a pre though? What the pre there is these fruits that we're talking about? These fruits? The berries on the hadas taste like the bark. Okay, they don't. These one tastes good. Yeah, I hear you. The Gemara is going to ask other questions, but it doesn't ask about the hadas. But you're asking why not? It should ask about the hadas. I guess the answer would be if we knew the hadas already was counted, if we knew that the anaf hates the vote was already the hadas, I guess we would have to ask about priya tadar being hadas as well. But it's a good point that this seems to be. We'll see a few, maybe another example or two of where it seems to be that the tam etzu priya are shavim. Okay, Haviomer is the Esrog. We think right now this is the Esrog. The Amal Pil Pulin. Let's suggest that's really peppercorn, we called it the last time, I think it was. And we're gonna proof right now from the Gemara that peppercorn is in fact Tom Eitzu Upir Yishava. Danny said it or not?
Yeah, I'm sure you're here when he said this.
I was here?
Yeah.
For this part? Maybe then the next part it was when we did it. I don't know. Anyways, can we learn a Braisa?
Huh?
We learned a Braisa. It's okay. That's where I always want to be. Ketanya Hay Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir states, Mimashmash and Emar, from the fact that it says, or if we can imply from that which it states, Benatatem kol eitz. And Rashi over there points out, the Pasuk continues on and says, Tatem kol eitz, it says at the end, Lo yochal, do not eat from such a tree. So, in Yodeshu eitz machal, do I not know if it says, do not eat from that tree? Do I not know that it's a tree that has fruit? So, Matam Lomer, eitz machal. Why does he afterwards the word eitz machal? Again, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, we read the Pasuk together inside. So without the word eitz ma'achal, I would know it's a fruit tree because it says at the end, lo ye'achel, don't eat it. So why then, matam lomer eitz ma'achal, why does it say at the end that it's a fruit, a tree that has food on it, that's a fruit tree? So we say based on that, eitz shetam eitzu per yoshava. It's a fruit that is, tastes like the actual tree itself. Havi omer zeh pilpulin. And the Gemara there says it refers to peppercorn. So clearly we see over here that this peppercorn has its tam eitz upri shaveh. La medcha shapilpulin chayavim be'orla ve'yertz shal chasera klum. The Gemara over here, again, this kind of the Gemara brought this down in, was the Gemara in Brachos, Gemara in Yuma. And it was learning over here the idea that one is obligated to treat peppercorn. I keep saying the word, I feel bad saying it, it's weird to me, even though you like when I say it, so I'll say it anyways. Peppercorn. So you treat it like a regular fruit, in that it's chayv and orla. We don't treat it like a vegetable, even though, as Rashi points out, it's really like more of like a bush. Like the tree is a very, very low tree, a stubby tree, more like a bush. So one could have thought it should have been really a yerek and not a pri, and therefore not really chayv and orla. However, says the Gemara over here, we learn the chiddush is that the peppercorn is really treated like it is a fruit and not a vegetable. Vein eretzol chaser klum, as well, teaching you that eretzol has everything in it. Shneimar, it says, lo sechzer kol ba, nothing is lacking in the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. But the reason why the Gemara brings this entire discussion in is to prove to us, is to show us that the peppercorn has tam eitz upri shave. And therefore, it's not the only one. The only Esther is not the only one that has this unique quality. So maybe one would think to say that it says pre eitz hadar, eitz tam eitz upri shave, Havi Omer is the pilpulin, maybe. It should have been extra peppercorn. Why? Who says it should be only an esrog? There, I mean, we don't assume it's pepper, it's a peppercorn, because it's impossible. It couldn't be. You couldn't learn out from this pasuk to refer to peppercorn. Why? Hechi navid. How are you going to do it? Ninkor chada. You want to take a single little piece of peppercorn? Laminkra l'kichasa. You couldn't even see it taking it. It fits in your fingers. You could barely see it coming out of your fingers. It wouldn't be noticeable. And therefore, apparently, we need to have a clear, even though this is not supposed to be a psukim, but when you take it, you have to have a level of a clear taking. And because it's Rashi, it's so small, you wouldn't be able to see it. Again, the Gemara here is making an assumption that when you take the pre-eitz hadar or kapos marim, it has to be a size that's recognizable, that's noticeable. We have shirim of lulav and esrogim. We have and hadassim and rebels. We have shirim. And this would be too small. You wouldn't be able to notice it at all. So maybe you'll say, take a whole bunch, a cluster in your hand, take a few together. Niniko treo tlasa. The Gemara says, pre-echad marachman avalo shanayim and shalosha perus. Dafka, the pasuk says, pre-eitz hadar. It's got to be a single fruit. And it can't be multiple fruits. It can't be multiple ones of the same kind. Therefore, it's not possible. It could have been, in theory, it has the qualities of a tam eitz upirishaga, but it doesn't have the proper look because you couldn't see it in the hand and therefore would not be recognizable. And that's what we suggest. It must be the only option we had left, we assume right now, is the esrog. That's the pshat of the Gemara says in the beginning. The Gemara gives a few more pshat and learn how we see it. Yeah.
Yeah. The bark is not...
Chayv and Orla. The bark's not Chayv and Orla. The fruit would be Chayv and Orla. But we see over there when it's describing it.
I could take a leaf, I can take a branch off an orla tree.
I think the only isra, I think, is the fruit of the orla tree. No? Is it more than that? I think it's everything? The bark?
This is because we're saying eight shetam kapirio. And if the fruit is usr, maybe the wood is also.
Are you saying because it has a taste that's like the fruits? I didn't think there was a pro, meaning when you have a branch fall, leaves fall off of the orla tree, you have to bury them. You have to treat them without it. You can't use them for any sort of hana.
No, why? I don't know. You have to take it to the point where you have to bury them.
I mean, you can't use it for hana. I'm not aware of it applying to things outside of the fruit itself. Maybe it does. I'm not aware of that. I've never heard of chumras of people. You can't use a branch to pick your teeth with them. The orla tree?
Maybe you're thinking of the
you're not allowed to work any field during the Shemitah year. But regarding the orla tree, is it beyond the fruit of the orla tree? I didn't know that. That I never heard. Maybe it is. I never heard it. I'll look it up later on. Okay. So the Gemara here says, that's one shot we have. How do we know it's an esro? Because Tom ate to a pirishava, and it only could be the esro because the peppercorn is too small to be able to take one single fruit, and you can't take multiple fruits. That would be against the pasuk of pre-eitz hadar. And therefore, he left as possible nation, only the esrog is left. Rebbe has a different shot, also from the pasuk, to learn also that it's an esrog, but not from the tam eitz upir yoshava. Rebbe Omer, al tikri hadar ela hadir. Hadir is like a pen, a corral. Ma dir ze yesh bo gedol mektanim tvim mubal, just like this deer, this corral has different types of animals inside, big ones and small ones, pure ones and ones that are full of blemishes, meaning you got everything you're looking for and more in your pen. Similarly, the esrog tree has on it big esrogim, small esrogim, good esrogim, esrogim that are more damaged and wounded and blemished. So Rav here assumes it must be, if it's like a pen, the esrog is the one that fits that title, that idea. What says Atu, Shar Peros less behu gedolim ktanim tvimim bali mumin? Is it that other peros don't have such qualities? They don't have multiple types of fruits at the same exact time? They do. They're bigger ones and smaller ones and nice ones and less nice ones. Elachikam is what it meant to say. Ad shabayin ketanim adayin gedolim kayamim. What it meant was that on the same tree that you had last year's produce, doesn't mean bigger or smaller. It means older and younger. Last year and this year. According to the Rashi, he explains it to the Gemara as well, you have the esrogim that don't fall off seasonally. They'll stay in the tree for longer periods of time. So while you have the new buds growing right now, the prior buds would also be there. I'm a lemon tree in my backyard. So the lemons that are still there are rotting by the time that the next lemon, if I don't take them off, they're rotting when the next lemons come. They're turning disgusting. Apparently the esrog tree, you could have multiple seasons at the same time on the tree lasting together.
Deer are less than corral.
Correct. It would still be a pen, but instead of it being big and small, it meant less, like older and younger. And that would be also fitting to the deer, to the corral, to the pen, exactly.
A deer.
What's that?
A deer.
A deer.
A deer.
Okay. Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yavo says a very similar teaching, but he has a different way of reading out the pasuk of Hadar. He says, Al Tikri Hadar Ella Hadar. Davar Shadar Bilano Mishana Lashana. Again, it's not the word deer, it's the same idea, but it's the word hadar, the one that lives on, the one that dwells from year to year, even though it's already been in the last season, it still stays on. So again, it's a very similar drush, the same idea, but not reading the word hadar as hadir, as a pen, but hadar as hadar, the one that lives on the tree from year to year. Finally, ben azay omer al tikri hadar ela idur, or hidur, according to the gears we have on the side. Shkem b'lashon yevani korin l'mayim idur. Because in Greek, apparently, you call water, I never check this out in Greek, I'm not so familiar with it, but we call water hidur, and therefore it means the az... What's that?
From hydro.
From hydro. Good. That's very good. Excellent. Veidu yishagal, you should know that. Isn't that your the clothing store that your mother has?
Woodwear.
It's not your mother?
No,
Okay, sorry.
It's a hydro. There's hydro.
My bad.
If any girls or women need hydrotherapy, my wife does it.
Okay. Put it online. It's in the White Torah. Baruch Hashem. Very good. That's very good. I like that also. Says the Gemara, I'll call Mayim. Ezu Shagal, I'll call Mayim. Which type of tree grows on all waters? Meaning not only is it rainwater, but any water. Apparently, rainwater has certain nutrients that were attached to it. Any water, sometimes water could, some water could damage a tree. Apparently over here we see the Esrog tree is a tree that grows al kol mayim haviomer ze Esrog. This is the Esrog. And therefore, yeah.
I think it was a Girsu change then. Rabbaon ben Azay.
You have a Girsu change in your Gemara?
In your Gemara.
Ben Azay having it.
Yeah, who says what? Yeah.
Wait, why are you looking at that? Where do you see that?
Look at the base.
The bays are Rabbi Avo over there. That bays, Rabbi Avo, Ben Azai. Okay, yeah. Ben Azai and Rabbi Avo. Switch those two gears around. Say again? We have the mountains before, on the mountains. On the mountains, we said before, it could even be growing on the mountain, not only by the river. So there, I don't know if it actually met me there. I think that the river was where it was growing, but not that it needed river water.
I say the Arava also has the same kind of characteristics.
But it's not a pre. Don't tell me the pears again. They grow in the Arava. I don't know if they already grow in the Arava. I've never seen the pears. Actually, this Gemara over here happens to be, this part of the Gemara is found in Kiddushin as well. Talks about how an Esrog is similar to Yerik and similar to an Elon. So that base my base Gimel Aleph talks about a Derech, Davar, how do you say it? So we see over here that this Esrog idea, this Esrog is something that grows all Kol Mayim, which apparently is more like it. What's that?
We're going to have that as well. Ourselves.
That same thing as well. Later on?
Not so far off. About that, Shavin,
Nicole. Yes, correct. Liarik versus Elon. The Koldavar, Derech. Is that over here later on? Where is it? I'm off. Okay, good. So we have now, again, the Gemara we have over here, four different opinions of how we know that this priest Hadar. Ooh. Okay. A quick shake, though. Quick shake. Interview. Oh, okay. Lama Heyman Aleph. Welcome back. Lama Heyman Aleph. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara one more time. Repeat what you just said again, outside, for Mo's sake, or for everyone's sake, really, my sake, is that we have the same positive pre-Eitz Hadar teaches an Esrog either Tam Eitzu Per Yeshava. It tastes the bark, tastes like the tree, like the fruit. And don't think it's a pilpil because it's too small. Or we have the case of hadar means hadir, it's like a pen, a corral, multiple types living at one time, multiple ages. Or a hadar that lives on there for multiple years. Or finally we had the last one was idur, hydro, to quote Danny. So the hydro is water, idur means water, and therefore it grows on all waters as opposed to other types of trees that only grow on rainwater. The Gemara goes now to the next part we had in the Psul in the Mishnah, which is Shalasher, Shalidachas. You have a Avodah Zarah-like problem with the Esrogim. So we say, what's the problem? My time, why can't you use an Avodah Zarah-like Esrog that grew on a tree that was worshipped, or you worshipped with the Esrog, or the whole city, town was Avodah Zarah filled. So it came to the Lestrafer guy, since it has to be burned, it's destined to be burned, K'tutei Mech Tashiru, its shear is like pulverized, it's broken down, it's like it doesn't exist anymore, and therefore we know an Esrog requires a shear, and it's lacking in that shear. This Gemara over here is where I thought I was in Starbucks for. Maybe I was dreaming, as Arik said. Sha'orla, that's Sha'orla is puzzle. Now, my time, why can you use an Esrog of an Orla tree? Why can't you use an Esrog of an Orla tree? Again, the rules are that you can't take part of it. You have to leave it be for the first 3 years. My time, why is it possible? Pligi bar b'chir bar avin Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi. Vav. Okay, I don't know what it's saying here. Chad amar l'fisha eim v'heter achila. Whenever you see the word chadamar, chadamar, we all means you don't know which one's which. We're going to say learn the Gemara is going to try to prove which is which. But right now we have Rabbi Chiya bar Avin versus Rabbi Asi. What's the problem with an esrog that's orla? One says, if you should eat chila, since you can't eat it. You're not permitted to eat it. Since you can't eat it, so it means it's lacking according to Rashi, it's lacking in lachem. How yours could it be if I can't enjoy a nice bite of my esrog that's from the orla tree? The chadamar, leficha ein ba din mamon. One says, no, the problem isn't eating it. The problem is it has no monetary value. For example, I go to a woman and I give her the esrog. And I say, will you marry me with this esrog? And it's esrog orla, doesn't count. Doesn't count because it's not mine. It's not considered mine. Now over here we have, again, we have either, we think right now it's either or. More so here. We think right now, manda boy heter achil lo boy din mamon. The one who requires it to be edible would say, edible, it must be, but it doesn't have to be yours. What's an example of where it's edible but not yours? Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can eat it in Yerushalayim, but according to Rabbi Meir, at least it's mamon gavoa. If I asked someone to marry me with this esrog in Yerushalayim, it wouldn't count. I can eat it, but it's not mine. Umandabai mamon lo by hetrachila. The one who requires mamon would not require hetrachila. When do you have mamon that's not hetrachila? I'll see right now with the case of the Gemara. We'll see right now the case with the case of a truma tumea where I can burn it and use the fire for my own cooking. So it has a benefit to me, a financial benefit in theory. I can save myself from firewood, but I can't eat it. Right now we assume this machlokas over here. What's that? So the Gemara over here has actually gears to change. Truma tumea we say over here, and some bring down truma, it's really tevel. Exactly. So over here we have right now again the machlokas and the Gemara. What's wrong with orla, with esrog shel orla? Is it because I can't eat it, so it's not lachem, or I can't sell it or use it as my own money, which makes it not lachem? And we assume right now that both opinions hold their opinion only, not the other side. The one who says heter achila is what's required wouldn't require din mamun. The one who says din mamun is required would not require heter achila, or so we think. But the Gemara is quick now to challenge that. Tnan shall truma tmeya pasul. Truma tmeya, if you have non-good truma, non-kosher, tell me truma, you cannot use it again for the esrog. Says the Gemara, Bishlam demand amr lafisha ein ba heter achila. Shapir, it makes sense. According to the opinion, it says we don't know which one it was. Chadamar, the opinion that said it's because it's no heter achila, you can't eat it. So I make sense. You can't eat truma tmeya. No one can eat it. A kohen can't eat it. A regular guy can't eat it. No one can eat truma tmeya. And therefore, it's possible because it has no heter achila. I understand. Shapir, it's good. It makes sense why you cannot be yotzei the din of esrog with a truma tmeya. Elamanda amar laficha ein ba din mamon. But if you hold the problem we had above of orla was that it has to be monetary value to you. To be worth something to you, am I? Why can't I use a truma tmeya esrog? Hare masika tachat savshilo. The din of truma tmeya is you must burn it. You must burn truma tmeya. If I want to burn it and then cook an item over the burning esrog that I have here, I'm allowed to. Which means it has a monetary value to me. It has a value of firewood. I can't eat it, but I can use it for personal value. And therefore, it seems to have now a hanas mamun attached to it. And if that's the case, then the opinion that says, the problem is truma tumeya, the problem of the esrog, the orla, because it has no din mamun, well here there's din mamun to it, and we still say pasul. So therefore din mamun is not enough. So rather, ella, behetra achila kulam lo pligi de ba'inan. Rather, everyone agrees. No one argues. Everyone agrees that you need to have heter achila. And truma tumeya has no heter achila, so everyone says it's pasul. Ki pligi ba din mamun. They argue, do you also need to have din mamun? Meaning everyone agrees heter achila is required. And therefore everyone agrees that you're not yotzei in the case of truma tmeya because no one can eat truma tmeya, an esrog truma tmeya. Therefore you can't eat it, therefore it's not lachem, therefore you can't use it. However, the question is, how about, does it require din mamun as well? Mar savar, heter achila ba'inan, din mamun lo ba'inan. You don't need din mamun, and therefore you'd be allowed to use a case of truma tmeya. Esrog. No, because everyone has no heterachila there. No heterachila, sorry. There's no heterachila. You do not require heterachila, but you do not require din mamon, which means you could use a Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim esrog. Even if you hold that, right? Oh boy. Okay, we're back, Darren. Umar Savar din mamon, and the other one says, you also need a din mamun. And we'll see, what's the difference in the end of the day? If you need heter achila, according to everyone, but din mamun you might need, might not need, what's the case we have, the difference between the two cases, two dinim? You can now, Meister Shein Yerushalayim, a leave with Rabbi Meir. Meister Shein Yerushalayim, which we know you can eat in Yerushalayim, a fruit in Yerushalayim you're allowed to eat. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is mamun gavoa, which means it's not yours. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mamun. You can't use it for personal benefit, but you're allowed to eat it. And therefore, we have a case of heter achila that has no din mamun. That's our machlokus. L'man d'amar l'fisha eim b'heter achila, the one who says the problem of the esrog shel orla. There is no heter achila in that case. Well, now this one's fine. Hari eich b'heter achila. The case of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim has heter achila attached to it. L'man d'amar l'fisha eim b'din mamun. The one who says the problem is it's lacking mamun. So Maaser Sheni, Mamun Gavohu, according to Rabbi Meir, Maaser Sheni is not your mamun. It's Hashem's mamun. If you gave it to a woman and asked her to marry you with this item, it wouldn't work. She could eat it, but it's not considered your mamun that you could offer a woman her hand in marriage for this esrog that is Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So we've now established that everyone agrees esrog is required to have heter achila, and the question is, must it have din mamun or not? Chad Amar requires din mamun. Chad Amar does not require din mamun. As an aside, the reason why it has to be able to be eaten is because it has to be lachem. Is that only the first day? Is the lachem only shaykh for the first day? It is. So could you use this esrog the second days? We would have thought, I mean, when I first read the Mishnah, I would have thought not. It's usher all days, I would assume. Right? But here, it's, if the isra is one of lachem, then should the second days be allowed? Again, it's hard for me to imagine that it is allowed, but I'm not sure why it would not be allowed. The issue is only lachem. Why would it not be allowed the rest of the days?
Nobody can use it because all of nobody can use it. It's something which is stolen.
So it's different from being not mine but someone else's.
Yeah.
Here, if it's no one can own it, interesting. If somehow no one can own it, so if no one can own it, maybe it's lacking in the general. Even though it's an interesting chiddush, the pasuk says, look, again, the pasuk doesn't seem to say it has to be yours, except for the first day. But you're saying it has to be somebody's. But I don't. I mean, I like the distinction because I would be more comfortable saying that you're not yotzei because it sounds like that from the Mishnah. But I'm not sure why we would say that because the pasuk of lachem means it has to be yours the first day.
It can't be
doesn't have to be anyone's. You're saying, but since it can't be anyone's, maybe it would apply to the other days as well. The psul. I never heard it. I never heard that idea. But you're saying that's the Rabbi Eliezer din. It's got to be, but it's got to be yours versus someone else's. Roy to become yours. Roy become yours. Since it can't be anybody's, it can't become yours. Again, I want to believe you. I want to believe that because I it's a hard time for me to imagine the Mishnah for only the first day. I assume everything over here in the Mishnah. Well, is that true? It's not true. Chaser is kosher after the first day. Right? This could be only psul of the first day. Maybe it is only psul of the first day. If you have a chaser and not the first day, it's kosher. If your pitim falls off, we pass it in the end. It's not the first day you're allowed to use your pitim that fell off. You're allowed to use it. We usually are worried to use it because it's like we feel the pitim fell off, but really it's only the first day. A chaser, I'm pretty sure we pass it, is kosher the other days.
Yeah,
what's that? It's true. Well, we care because the Rabbanan still made, for example, Hadar is usher the rest of the days also. Even though it's always Rabbanan, we still, I mean, the Rabbanan made certain things usher all days. It's true. So that's the question. The question is, so you're saying Mo is suggesting, and I think he may be right, even though I'm disturbed in saying it, not because I'm saying you're right. I'm disturbed in saying this din bothers me. That it sounds like in the Mishnah over here, you were suggesting right now, again, that a truma, an esrog shel truma tumeya, or shel orla, would only be puzzle on the first days. Which I didn't think when I first read it, but I can't figure out why it's not the case. And the Mishnah has other things in it, by the way, that are like that. Meaning, anything that's chaser, that's not din of hadar, but only din of chaser, is kosher the other days. It is kosher. And therefore, the Mishnah might not be saying all of chag. Maybe only the first day is a problem. Lachem is only first day, even though Danny's suggesting the difference between lachem, it's not yours versus camp, it could be anybody's, is different. And I hear the difference, but I'm not sure that really matters as far as a din goes. A chaser, the second days would be kosher. It's a bidyevet. I mean, it's not beautiful. It's not beautiful. I don't know if it's bidyevet. I'm not sure. I mean, again, psak halacha we have. You're saying maybe it's only after the fact. If I could get an esrog that has a pitum, but esrog don't pitum in the second days, does it matter?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if it matters. I'll look it up right after. Look up the halacha right after. But I'm pretty sure that. I'm 99% sure that hadar is permitted. Not hadar is a problem all 7 days, but chaser would be allowed. Other days. And then, again, unless we're going to say the Mishnah over here is breaking down, like for example, Yavesh is never allowed the entire day through. Obviously, Yuri Dachas and Esher is never allowed the whole way through. The Mishnah over here would be some parts Usher all the time, some parts Usher only the first day. So Lachem may be Usher only the first day. Maybe this Truma Tumeya, this Orla is only Usher the first day. Could be. Okay. We mentioned before, Chad Amar and Chad Amar is something we say usually we don't know the answer. We don't know who said what. The Gemara often has, like right now, we'll try to tell you who said which one of them. This time, let's prove. The Rabbi Asi, the Amar Lafisha Imba Din Mamun. The Rabbi Asi was the one who said the issue was Din Mamun versus only requiring Heter Achila. That's according to Rabbi Asi. Let's prove it. The Amar Rabbi Asi, Esrog Shal Meister Shani, the Div Rabbi Meir. Meir again, who held what? Meir held, that's Mamun Gavoa. Meister Shani is Mamun Gavoa. In Adam Yotzi Boy, Yechavasa Yom Tov. The Div Chachamim, we call it not Mamun Gavoa. It's Mamun Hedjot. Adam Yotzi Boy, they have Chasab Yom Tov. This time, we proved it now. We proved it, that according to those holding Rabbi Meir, that it's not Din Hedjot, would not be allowed to use an Esrog like that. Why? Because Rabbi Asi clearly is holding that one has to be Din Mamun. If it's not Din Mamun, you're not Yotze in the end. And therefore, over here, we've just shown, we've proven ourselves to be that a case of an Esrog that is not Din Mamun would not be allowed to be used according to Rabbi Asi, showing us that, again, that Rabbi Asi is going to hold the Chad Amar, the one who said above that is no Din Mamun, is Rabbi Asi, and therefore, possible nation, Rabbi Chiyah Bar Avin, the one who says you don't require Din Mamun, only requires Heter Achila. Gufa, the word now says over here, let's just analyze for a minute. Gufa, I mean, the topic we just mentioned in passing, we're going to now just take another second and look at it a little further, and then we'll stop with this. The Gemara ends, this interesting Gemara that ends right now. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Asi, Ezra Shal Meister, Shani, Ledir Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Dechavaso, Bet Yom Tov. Ledir Chachamim, Adam Yotzei Dechavaso Yom Tov. The Esrog of Meister Shani, according to Rabbi Meir, a person cannot use it for Yom Tov. According to the Chum, he could. Again, why? Because Rabbi Meir holds that an Esrog Shal Meister Shani is Mamon Gavava, and according to the Chum, Esrog Meister Shani is Mamon Hedjot. And then according to the Chum, everyone would say it's Heter Achila, because you're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, and at least in Yerushalayim it is, and it's Mamon Hedjot. So according to the Chum, of course, you use an Esrog Shal Meister Shani in Yerushalayim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, within Rabbi Meir's opinion, that it's Mamon Gavoa, then you couldn't use it because Rabbi Yossi holds that it has to be your Mamon. That's just regarding the Esrogim. And then it goes on beyond the world of Esrogim. Matzah, Shomai Shoshani, Livre Meir, Ein Adam Yotzei Yechaso, that's what Pesach. Because it's Eino, Eimbo, Heter Achila. Sorry, Eimbo Din Mamon. Livre Chachamim, Adam Yotzei Yechaso, Pesach. Because the Chacham holds that Matzah Shoshani again is Mamon Hedjot, and therefore it's yours, and therefore you have to use it. And we have a third case now. Ezer Shomai Shoshani. You have dough of Meister Shani. It's chayiv in general. It's chayiv to mafresh chala. Literally, mayor p'tur min achala. Why? Because it's not yours. Mama gavo is not yours. You're not chayiv to be mafresh chala. It's not yours. The rechamim chayiv is b'chala. We have three cases that Rabbi Yossi now is weighing in on, and the three cases are all about: is it considered yours or not? They're all Meister Shani cases, and Rabbi Yossi holds in all of them. If you hold the great mayor, they're not yours. They're mama gavoa, and there's a lot of practical differences. What's one difference? One difference would be is that you can't use an esrog of Meister Shani Yerushalayim according to Rabbi Meir because it's not your mamon, it's mamon gavoa. Number two is that you can't eat matzah. That is Meister Shani in Yerushalayim. You can't use matzah for yourself because it's not your mamon, it's mamon gavoa. And regarding taking off, those are chumras. And a kula would be that regarding rules of mafresh challah, you don't have to be mafresh challah according to Rabbi Meir, according to Yossi, Rabbi Asi within Rabbi Meir's opinion, because it's mamon gavoa. And apparently only require you to be mafresh if it is your mamun. The chum in all cases call these mamun hedjot, and therefore in the regular cases, even these cases, Meister Shani, you certainly could use it for little esrog, you could eat the matzah, and you're mechayev to be mafresh chala as well. Okay, maskev la Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks a kasha now. Bishlama Isa, I understand when it comes to the dough, considerations ariso sechem. It's got to be your dough, your arisa. And therefore, if it's not yours, then we'd say you're putter from being mafresh challah. Esrog nami, ksiv lachem, also esrog must be yours. So I understand you can't use it if it's not yours, according to Rabbi Asi with Rabbi Meir's opinion. It's got to be yours, and it's not yours. Alachem, mishal lachem. Ela matzah, one second. When it comes to matzah, what's the issue of eating, what's the problem of not having matzah? It's not mine. Mi ksiv matzaschem. It doesn't say it has to be your matzah. It says matzah is tochelu. You eat matzah. It doesn't say you have to be your matzah. What's the source, according to the opinion of Rabbi Asi? What's the source that one has to eat his own matzah? Am Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yitim, Rabbi Yemer Bar Shalmei, Asya Lachem Lachem. We have Gzeres Shava. We bring the words Lachem Lechem to the word Lechem. Ksiv Acha Lechem Oni. It says the word Lechem Oni by matzah. Uksiv Hasem Vaya B'achalchem Milechem Haaretz. When you eat the bread of the land. When you eat the bread of the land. Mala halam mishalachem below mishal meiser, avka mishalachem below Mishal Meiser. What is over here? Lechem Haaretz. That's written by that's where Chal comes up. Gabi Chal says that. Chal it says, "Vayabachalchem." Read the pasuk inside. Milechem Haaretz Rimu Truma LaHashem. And the pasuk there says about the same topic. The next pasuk, Reishis Arison Sechem Chal Trimu Truma Ketrumas Goren Kein Trimu Osa. It calls Arison Sechem. So Lechem Haaretz it says Gabi your Lechem Arison Sechem. Zereshava to Lechem Oni. It's gotta be your matzah. So malahal mishalachem, v'lo shel meiser, v'lo shel meiser sheni, avka mishalachem, v'lo shel meiser. So now we have over here again three cases. We have matzah, we have being mafresh challah, and we have lulav and esrog, the esrog. When it comes to the esrog, when it comes to mafresh challah, the word arisosechem, the word lachem comes up. But when it comes to matzah, there's no matzah aschem. So why would Rabbi Asi suggest that one has to own the matzah within the opinion of Rabbi Meir? One has to own the matzah. Therefore, matzah, Meiser Sheni, one could not use. Where is that from? We say it's a gzeirah shava from mafresh challah, the word lechem, gzeirah shava to lechem oni. That's where it's from. And the Gemara now has these opinions, and we've seen now the requirement for owning it. Yes?
Just can you explain again how you see that the has to be yours, the lechem?
Yes. Because it says the word lechem, lechem, gzeirah shava. Yeah. We know when it comes to, from where to where. From Meiser Sheni, from mafresh challah to Hilchos Pesach to matzah. It says by mafresh challah to the following pasuk. It says, again, I'll read the pasukim back to back. Vayabach alchem milechem haaret, that's the word lechem over here. Trimu truma l'Hashem. The next pasuk says, reishis ariso seichem. So the word ariso seichem is, what's that? No, that's talking about the mafresh challah. But lechem of lechem haaretz, gzeirah shava to lechem oni. The word lechem is gzeirah shava. So you get, no, it's two way. Because the pasuk of lechem, what's that? No, it's two way. There's two psukim. I'm reading the psukim back to back. It's the same topic. Right? Vayavach alchem milechem haaretz. Next pasuk, which is referring to being mafresh challah. Reishis ariso seichem. That challah must be yours.
Excellent.
So now the lechem we call lechem haaretz, which must be yours. Ariso seichem. It must be yours through mafresh challah. So now I take that lechem and I apply it to the lechem oni.
So there's three psukim.
Well, yeah, three psukim, but the gzeirah shava is two psukim.
Bring it back to the matzah. So
correct, but this is all one section. The section of being mafresh challah has the word lechem attached to it, and it says ariso seichem. That's the mafresh challah pasuk. And we attach the lechem there to the lechem by lechem oni. And therefore we take lechem to lechem. The lechem by mafresh challah had the next pasuk that ariso seichem is going to be your lechem to be chayav in mafresh challah. So lechem has to be yours. And we have gzeirah shava, lechem and lechem oni has to be yours as well. That's how the Gemara understands it. What's the shake of the head? It's only two. It's only two. But no, but this one pasuk is back. It's not a pasuk of gzeirah shava. It's correct, exactly. Two of them are one section. Lechem ariso.
I'm not, but I'm using each pasuk.
I'm not. The second pasuk is shedding light what the first lechem was. Lechem haaretz is telling you it has to be ariso seichem. That's what the lechem haaretz was. The second pasuk told me what the first lechem was. It was lechem that was yours. Ariso seichem is lechem haaretz. When it's your dough, it's lechem haaretz. It's shedding light on what the first lechem was. And now I know what the first lechem is. I now take that lechem, which has to be yours, gzeirah shava it back to lechem oni, and the matzah also must be yours. That's how I understand it. That's how you understand it. No?
I don't want to hold
anything. Okay, well, when it's over, if you don't understand, you'll go back to me.
Sure.
Gemara says, lema misaele. What does lema always mean?
Knock out.
So suggest we're going to knock out. Let's suggest we have a support that, in fact, the way we just learned it out is proper, is appropriate. Isa shal meiser sheni p'turim min achal divrei meir. Again, Rabbi Asi over here quoted Rabbi Meir versus Chacham in three different cases. We say, let us prove that this is correct. Lema suggests that he's right. We bring a proof that's mamish one of the cases. Isa shel Meiser Sheni is patur from Chacham Rabbi Meir because Meiser Sheni is mamu gavoa, and Rabbi Meir does not require Meiser to be Chacham be taken off of mamu gavoa. Ariso sechem is required. And the Chacham say no, chayav is bechala because Chacham holds that Meiser Sheni is mamu and a hedjo. It's a regular person. It's not considered Hashem. It's considered yours. Where's the one second? Lema misaele? That's a lema misaele? You want to suggest it's a proof? He means it was it. It wasn't a suggestion, you know, maybe it's right. You quoted a direct part of the three cases You quoted one outright. What do you mean, maybe this is a proof for Rabbi Asi? He couldn't ask for a better proof than this. This is as clear as it comes. It shouldn't say Lema. It should say Misayele. It's clearly a proof for Rabbi Asi. He means it certainly. It says Rashi, Vadai Baha Misayele. Certainly you've proven it to be the case. We quoted three cases, and you just quoted a new Brisa. That was Mamash, exactly one of those cases. What do you mean, maybe it supports Rabbi Asi? It surely supports Rabbi Asi. Is it Gemara? No. Rather, we're saying no. Maybe that midibaha. From that, in this, they argue. They also argue in the other two cases. Again, they definitely argue by chala for sure. The question is, do they argue here and there as well? Or dilma shiny isa, or maybe isa is different. Amar kra ariso sechem trezimni. It says we're ariso sechem twice. And it quotes the next pasuk afterwards. Maybe Arisos Echem. Again, as you look at the pasuk we have in our Gemaras over here, quotes the next pasuk again, says, where Arisos Echem? Maybe because it says it two times, Trey Zimni, it's limiting it, not only from the case of my, sorry, from the case that be yours, but even my Sheni doesn't count as yours anymore. It could be that Rabbi Meir would say, Davka by Machala, it's Pater, because it says Arisos Echem twice. It's really a highlight in the fact that it's got to be yours, and therefore you can't be use Meister Sheni. But the other cases where Lachem is written only one time, we wouldn't necessarily make that same diuk. Not necessarily. Now, how about the Zereshava, though? Certainly Zereshava should apply, I assume. From, you know, same word of Lachem over here is being brought down. I assume the Zereshava would still apply. I guess the only question really is whether it applies also to Esrogim or not. It's my guess. But it should certainly apply to Matzah, because it is a Zereshava after all. But the bottom line is, we're suggesting right now the following thing. We have over here a bright where Rabbi Asi quoted Rabbi Meir and the Chum argument in three different cases. We say Lema Misayele that he's right by quoting one of those cases where we see they argue. We say, what do you mean Lema? Of course it's a proof that they argue in those cases. So not so fast. Maybe Davka by Mafresh Chal they argue because the word Ariso Sechem appears two times. It stresses, gotta be yours, really gotta be yours. And therefore Maaser Sheni is knocked out. But in the case of, let's say, Lachem by Esrog, where it's only a single Lachem, maybe we wouldn't make that jump. Maybe they wouldn't argue there. Therefore it's a Lema. Maybe we can say it's a support for Rabbi Asi, but maybe we could argue it's not support for Rabbi Asi. Stop over there. And we'll do some chazar now.